February 19th, 1900. The Century of Pride. Jesus wants the hearts of souls all for himself. This morning, my adorable Jesus came and transported me outside of myself. And I could see many people, all emotion. I cannot tell with certainty, but there seemed to be a war or a revolution. And they did nothing but braid crowns of thorns to our Lord. And so much so, that while I was all intent on removing one, they would drive another one, more painful, onto his head. Ah, yes. It really seemed that this century of ours will be renowned for pride. The greatest misfortune is to lose one's head. Because once the head with the brain is lost, all the other members become disabled. Or they become the enemies of oneself and of others. And so it happens that the person lets all the other vices break through. My patient Jesus tolerated all those crowns of thorns, and I hardly had the time to remove them. Then he turned to them and said, "You will die, some in war, some in prisons, and some by earthquake. Only few of you will be left. Pride has formed the course of the actions of your lives, and pride will give you death." After this, Blessed Jesus pulled me away from the midst of those people. And as he became a baby, I carried him in my arms to let him rest. Asking me for a refreshment, he wanted to suckle from me. Fearing that he might be the devil, I marked him with the cross several times, and then I said to him, "If you really are Jesus, let us recite the Hail Mary to our Queen Mama together." And Jesus recited the first part, and I the Holy Mary. Then he himself wanted to recite the Our Father. Oh, how touching his praying was! It was so moving that my heart seemed to liquefy. And then, afterwards, he added, "Daughter, my life I drew from the heart, as opposed to others. And this is one reason why I am all heart for souls, and I am inclined to want the heart, and I tolerate not even a shadow of what is not mine." So, between you and me, I want everything distinctly for myself. And what you will concede to creatures will be nothing other than the overflow of our love.